Simon Pei Halacha Ayin Beis. Tulasos Chalonos, doors and windows. Afa Pishen Tulios Altsirei Barzel. Even if they're hanging from iron hinges, Shenakol Lahasirim Lahasirim, so that it's simple to remove them and put them back on. Mikomakom Asur Shabbos Lahasirim Ayletloisam. It's nevertheless also to remove them or to hang them on Shabbos. Kiatoyla Oisin Havei Hakvoina. For hanging them is considered like building. Vamasirim Havei Kesoiser. And removing them is considered like demolishing. Halacha Ayin Gimel, leveling an uneven floor of a house where it's a dirt floor that has grooves or bumps is a tolda of baina, which is building. Leveling the ground outdoor is a tolda of chayrish, which would be plowing. And the next three seifim, the kitzur discusses the restrictions made by chacham on account of these malachas. Halacha Ayin Gimel, asul chabes abayis, it's usher to sweep the floor with a broom. Afil hu merutzaf b'avanim b'nitzarim, even if there's a floor made of stones or planks of wood. Vayidei akam mutter, but it's mutter to have it swept by an akam. V'mois alidei shina gadol, and if one does a sweeping with a significant shinoi, kigoyin alidei knaf avas v'kadama, such as with a goose feather or something similar, mutter afil alidei yisrael, then it would even be mutter alidei yisrael. Chachamim answered this because sweeping a floor inevitably levels it. Although this is not one's intention by sweeping it, since leveling is a psik resha, an inevitable result, the sweeping would be usur. Halacha ayin dalet. You light yishaf, shaf, baragla, roik, shal gabai karka. You cannot rub out with one's foot, spit that's on the ground. Avamut alidras, ala b'loy shifshuf, but one may step on it without rubbing. When rubbing spit into the ground, one often levels the ground. Although one does not generally intend to level the ground, but he's merely trying to eliminate the visible saliva, we're concerned that at times one might actually rub with the intention of leveling the ground. Therefore, one should not rub into the saliva with one's foot.